chairperson and one or two members to log in before we can start. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Morning, Chairperson. We have six members present. One or two might be joining us a bit late. I will hand over to you, Chairperson.
Morning, Llewellyn, and morning to all the members, to the DM, the DG, the department. Can we have a roll call?
Thank you, Chairperson. I have yourself, Honorable Mbinko Zigaba. I have Honorable Letsie. I have Honorable Mashabela, Honorable Dr. Thembi Kwayo, Honorable Ngobo, Honorable Dr. Boshoff present. Honorable Yabo will be joining us just a few minutes later, as well as Honorable Sukers indicated that she may not be able to join us this morning, Chair. I've also got an apology from Minister's office that she will try and join us around 10 o'clock. She's just in another committee, but she will be joining us a bit later. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right. Thank you very much. But we do correct, isn't it? We are 6-7.
We are a quorum, Chairperson. Thank you.
Correct. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. Members, that is the agenda. I take it that we took note of all the apologies. That is the agenda. We've got the briefing on the quality learning and teaching campaign. So, and then after that, we're
recording in progress.
The minutes of the previous meeting. Can I get an adoption of the agenda? Can I get members to adopt the agenda? I see your hand, Honorable Itia.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good morning to yourself, all members, the ministry. Good morning also to the DG and the team from the department. My name is Tebogo Letsie. And I move for the adoption as presented. Adoption of the agenda as presented. Thanks.
Siyabonga. Any seconder? Honorable Atun?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. I must just mention to the meeting that Honorable Letsie is 6 years officially in marriage. So congratulations, our brother. You must still run a lot to get to where we are anyway. All the best and congratulations on your 6th year anniversary in marriage.
It's 6 years and 2 days.
Yeah, you are 6 years, most. You are 6 years. So congratulations, Tessa. Congratulations. DM, can I allow you to lead the department?
Oh, Chair, thank you very much. I was looking if the minister is in the meeting. I didn't hear on the apologies, but
they say that she says she will join after 10. That's what the apology was saying.
Oh, after 10, yeah. Okay, I thought maybe she has already joined. Chair, thank you very much for this opportunity giving to the department to come and present on the QLTC. Chair, QLTC if we can just go back a bit, when education and health were elevated by the South African government to be the apex priority, then we seek the wagon that will help the department to make sure that education becomes everybody's enterprise. So, and that's what was the message even at the time, 2008, 2009, that education must be everybody's enterprise. And indeed, when you look even all other professions, they are there because of education. When you look everybody, every household, they have a stake of education in their family. So it is indeed everybody's enterprise, including business people. Their businesses cannot sustain if education is not doing well. So we then, as basic education, looked for a wagon that we are going to use to push the system forward, which is not necessarily part of the formal programs of the department, but helping the department, which will draw civil society, other stakeholders to be part of pushing education as everybody's enterprise. Then we established the quality learning and teaching. We call it a campaign. That's why even now we still call it a campaign, that is QLTC, Quality Learning and Teaching Campaign. Then we established that. We created a directorate at DBE level that will ensure that all provinces establish provincial QLTC structures. They also establish districts and circuits to help education. So that structure was established and it is working, and it helps. It works with school governing bodies. It's not something that is parallel. They work together because school governing bodies, they focus mostly at the governance of each school. So wanted somebody who look at the implementation of teaching and learning with the reading text, that the text is there at school and everything. So we established the this thing. Chair, I think I was an MEC in the past. It's for the first time that a portfolio committee would say, we want a presentation about QLTC. How does it work? What are the achievements and all this? So we are here today to present to the portfolio committee that we have a QLTC that is functional, and we are going to allow, I didn't see DG, I think by now he is in the meeting, but yes, with your permission, Chair, as I felt that, let me just give this background so that we allow DG and the team to do the actual presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, Honorable Deputy Minister. Thank you, DM. I'm sorry, I generally don't like Zoom, and it looks like Zoom doesn't also like me. I battle to work with Zoom. I work with other platforms much better, but more often than not, I battle with Zoom. Thank you for the privilege, Deputy Minister. We are presenting this morning to the Portfolio Committee a report on the QLTC. The DM has already given a background to this presentation. Members of the Portfolio Committee have asked questions before. 2 points that I want to make, then I'll ask Mr. Tlakula to jump and run through the presentation. The first one is that QLTC is a supporting function to core functions of the department. It's like the Department of Finance to frontline functions of government. In other words, QLTC would support the delivery of infrastructure, support the delivery of the curriculum, support the delivery of LTSM, support social cohesion programs, a number of them. but QLTC on its own doesn't have specific deliverables, but it supports the deliverables of the frontline line functions of the department. I think this might be important in the light of the fact that if one would ask a question, what is your real deliverable QLTC? QLTC would say, my deliverable is indirect through frontline line functions of the department. That's the first point. The second one, the main role of QLTC is to galvanize civil society behind the provision of quality education. The notion of the social compact is in there as the main focus of the QLTC, to galvanize broader civil society to support and ensure that the provision of quality education. QLTC is not a structure necessarily which would be resident in one department. It's there because it drives the broader civil society, but the works of the QLTC must be within broader communities, must be in all education departments, 9 education departments plus DBE, but very important, the work of the QLTC must be in municipalities, must be in communities and drive civil society to support the delivery of quality education. Deputy Minister, I want to humbly request that we allow Mr. Tlakula to present, and then we'll await comments and questions of honorable members to respond to them. Thank you for the privilege, Deputy Minister. Mr. Tlakula.
Good morning, members of Portfolio Committee. Good morning, DM. Good morning, DG. If the minister. And let me take this opportunity to really appreciate the opportunity that has been given to the QLTC to account on its work and functions and achievements thus far, since it's a quality learning and teaching campaign to the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, presented on the 1st of March, 2022. Can we go on to the next slide? This is the outline of the presentation. All matters that will be reported on are indicated here on the outline. We will get deeper in terms of what the outline speaks to. Next slide, please. The purpose of the presentation is to present to the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the Quality Learning and Teaching Campaign as a vehicle to support the provisioning of quality learning and teaching in schools. I should think this is what has also been outlined by the precursor that comes from the DM and the precursor also that comes from the DG as to what the role of the QLTC is and should be. Next slide, please. This is the background with respect to the QLTC as to why it was established and when was it established. The DM has spoken to this. This the QLTC was launched in 2008, and the purpose of the launch was to organize individuals, organizations, and association broader communities to support the provisioning of quality learning. Quality learning and teaching in schools, and also to support teachers and learners to ensure that the learners achieve better education. This is why the QLTC was established. The next slide, please. The National Social Compact is what the DGS also spoken to, that our role is to mobilize the broader society, the business, the traditional leaders, the faith-based organization, interested parties to support the apex priority of government, which is education. And by and large, also to draw into the picture are then the municipalities and also the various government departments, because some of the functions of the QLTC cut across the various government departments, like for instance your SAPS are crucial and the local government are crucial. The Department of Health is also very crucial in the work of the QLTC, and then we are some of the those are some of the departments that we have partnered with. Can we go on, please? The QLTC is guided by the pillars and the non-negotiables. These are the pillars that guide the QLTC. They are advocacy and mobilization, establishment of inclusive structures, compliance with education non-negotiables, creating labor peace in the basic education and adopt a school. I must upfront declare that yes, we are doing well in some of the pillars, and then some of the pillars we are still putting systems in place. However, I also need to indicate that these pillars are integrated. As you deal with one pillar, you can as well be dealing with the next pillar. They are integrated, even if we want to deal with them individually in terms of reporting. The next slide, please. The non-negotiables that have been identified, that when the QLTC works closer with provinces, districts, and schools, what is it that they need to focus on the non-negotiables? These are the non-negotiables that have been outlined: the LTSM, teacher provisioning, infrastructure, water and sanitation, national schools nutrition, adopt a school, and promoting of education labor peace. Next slide, please. Yes, the QLTC also move with focuses on the targets that are moving. I want to talk about the school safety. When you're talking about school safety, we're talking about issues of gender-based violence. We're talking about vandalism. We're talking about gender-based violence and vandalism. And also we are also talking about the COVID-19, because COVID-19 came in, and then when COVID-19 came in, we had also to focus on the impact of COVID-19 in the society, and then place to ensure that the impact of COVID-19 is taken care of, and then it's also minimized. We were there when COVID-19 came in, and then we did something around that we'll be speaking about. We also look into the curriculum, because COVID-19 also brought some kind of changes in the curriculum in terms of how it is being delivered, how it is planned, how it is assessed, those kinds of things we had to look at, so that when we monitor, we also take account in terms of that. We also look into the Reach to Lead program, which is a priority program in the country, and then provide some kind of feedback to the system in terms of its performance. Because the Reach to Lead programs encourages not only schools, but society to be a reading nation. So this is what we are doing at the QLTC. Next slide, please. How does the QLTC gear itself towards the realization of the set objectives or goals? We wanted to submit to the portfolio committee that you can have a program that you want to deliver on. But if the program is not accompanied by proper plans, that program can end up being a white elephant. Can we go to the next slide? Yes, we as the QLTC, what we also want to focus on is the issue around governance. Because we believe that once we have a strong governance, obviously we will be able to deliver quite strongly in terms of the programs that we are targeting. I just wanted to read bullet two in terms of the program, the governance. We are saying oversee management and organizational performance to ensure that the organization is working in the best interest of the public and more specifically the stakeholders who are served by the organization and its mission. We want to be a QLTC that is accountable, and we want to be the QLTC that focuses on value for money. And when we do that, we need to put systems in place that ensure that we are accountable. This is one of the what governance is all about. Can you go to the next slide, please? What model do you want to follow? The QLTC seeks to promote models for good governance. And what those the models for good governance entails, it entails accountability. It entails transparency. It entails participatory openness, effectiveness and efficiency, equitable and inclusivity, and to promote also the rule of law. This is what we want to impact in the not only in the schooling system but in the larger communities. There should be certain values and ethics that we subject our communities and schools to, if we want to really achieve the objective of quality delivery of education that changes also the life of communities and society. Can you go on, please? These are the objectives of governance. I think the objectives of government are also linked to the principles that I have outlined. These objectives of government are merely explaining what the principles are all about. I wanted to go to bullet number four and bullet number three. We want to ensuring a transparency in government business and transaction and right to information in government activities. Encouraging broad-based public awareness and participation. The next one, please. What did we do during COVID-19? During COVID-19, we started in 2020, and then it is still ongoing. The QLTC was there during COVID-19, and we monitored the effects and the impact of COVID-19 in schools and to a certain extent in our communities. Can you go on, please? These are the schools and districts that we have monitored during COVID-19. We sampled a number of schools and we went out to monitor, and the number of districts that we monitored are reflected in the template. The number of schools that we have monitored are reflected also in the template. We need to indicate that we monitored in June, July, and August in 2020. These are the number of schools that we monitored over and above other monitorings that we did, the monitoring of the provincial youth initiative, presidential youth initiative, employment initiative. We monitored that. We monitored school readiness monitoring. We conducted that. And there's quite a range of monitoring that we have done, including the COVID-19. Can you go to the next slide? These are also, this slide speaks to the slide on the number of schools that we have monitored and also the districts and provinces. What are our findings? Colleagues, members of the portfolio committee, I'm sorry, the findings that we found in various provinces, which is in terms of the LTSMs, for instance, I can cite an example, workbooks in some schools were not delivered, and workbooks are critical documents of the department because they've got valuable information that could assist the learners. But in some schools, those workbooks were not necessarily delivered. Teacher provision also pockets of schools in the country which still left behind in teacher provisioning. And we reported the interventions that we did. We reported to the line function. We report our findings also to the various provinces and districts where we find some kind of anomalies. The issue around infrastructure or ablution facilities also. In particular, I want to mention two provinces that we find some kind of challenges. The Eastern Cape, there were major challenges in terms of ablution, and some pockets of Limpopo. Then there were interventions that were made, and then there were some kind of improvements that we have experienced that we will show with the portfolio committee as we move along. Those are the monitorings that we did. I wanted to indicate that on national school nutrition, this program is doing fairly well, though there should be some improvement in terms of the kitchens in some provinces. But some schools are doing their best to, together with the partners, businesses that are improving their conditions in terms of the kitchens. Adopted school, we're not doing so well in this adopted school concept, but we are trying our best. We have put plans in place so that the concept of adopted school achieves its objectives. And then also the issue around labor peace, we are still looking also for information from provinces. But in this area also, we are monitoring it very strongly. The next slide, please. The role of the QLCC, we have spoken about it, that during the COVID-19, we had some stuff that we needed to do. We ensured that the functionality of QLCC, we mobilized stakeholders to assist during COVID-19. We created awareness in terms of the pandemic and its effects. We conducted issues around psychosocial services, and then we consolidated the reports. We submitted the report, and then some reports were submitted also to provinces. And then we also report to branches. We need also to report to the steering committee and also the interprovincial committee on PLPC. We did make we did reports on those lines. The next slide, please. What is it that we are using during the monitoring of COVID-19? We use the standard operation procedure documents that were guiding us. When we developed the monitoring instrument, these are the documents that were guiding us, the curriculum, the e-learning, the institutional development, the infrastructure, the health and safety, and COVID-19 essentials. When we developed our monitoring instrument, these were the area of focus. Can you go on, please? In terms of collaboration, the DG emphasized the fact that we are a support function. We support the line function. We work closely with the various directorates in the department. For instance, the directorate around safety, we worked with them on anti-bullying. We worked with them on gender violence. We worked with them on vandalism. And then also on early childhood, the migration of early childhood from social development to the department, we are doing that campaign as well. The Bella Bill on undocumented learners with the legal services. These are the directorates that we are working with. The medicine, science and technology on the skills of the 21st century, including the coding and robotics, we are working together. And also the directorate that deals with careers that we share with the learners out there, we are working very closely with those directorates. Can you go to the next slide, please? What is it that we did to support and strengthen QLTC structures? We have had a number of meetings that we held even during COVID. We have had interprovincial meetings to develop systems for the management of COVID. Okay. Also, we have a teams meeting to develop strategy and tools for the management of COVID pandemic. We had a meeting also to strengthen the establishment of the QLTC structures. We have had meetings we participated on the one-on-one with provinces, one-on-one that is organized by the DGs, and also we have had meetings with the SGs and the HODs of provinces in the resuscitation or strengthening the QLTC, depending on where the level of the QLTC was at that time in terms of its functionality. This is what we have done in trying to strengthen the QLTC in provinces, districts, and schools. Next slide, please. There are stakeholders that we are working closely with, and I want to hasten to report to the portfolio committee that we also planned a workshop from the 2nd to the 4th, where these stakeholders will be making a presentation to the provincial QLTC and district QLTC coordinators. I need to indicate that we've got Ngangeze Foundation, which is, we have partnered with it, wherein the Ngangeze Foundation is going to develop a program on leadership and development, and the focus will be on the SGPs and the RCLs in schools. With the Farm Academy, which is providing short programs on agriculture. In school, there's a school in Hammanskraal, which is Adam Masebe High School, where this company has put ventilators. And when you go into those classrooms, you'll really have done. The ventilators are using wind, and we have requested them that they need to put ventilators at least in one school per province, because those ventilators are cost effective. They're just using wind energy. No electricity is required, and they have agreed to that. We are working with the Food Security Ambassador from the Pan-African Parliament on food promotion, on agriculture promotion, and also the land bank also. We have brought it in also on the issues around agriculture, because it is our belief that if we want to create conducive environment, if we want to achieve better teaching and learning in schools, create conducive environment. And this the stakeholders that we have targeted, they are assisting us in terms of achieving that. The next slide, please. We also believe that we need to do things differently if we want to get different results. If we want to really make an impact in our communities, we need to apply the theories of change and change management. For us, that is basically important. When we look at the management plan, we are saying under the input management plan, we need to have a management plan under the activity so that we can support and strengthen existing structures. And then the output is that we need continuity and sustainability. And what will the outcome be there? The increased accountability. That is the theory of change and the change management that we want to see in the QLTC, and we want to see a different outlook in the QLTC. Next slide, please. These are the interventions, members of the portfolio committee, that we have done as the QLTC. We have evaluated and assessed the district performance, and second, in terms of the state of readiness, the opening of schools. We have also engaged broader communities in terms of the COVID-19, the back to school campaign, and then we've sensitized communities in COVID-19 regulations. We have monitored schools' compliance. We have generated reports for submission to ministry and other education stakeholders. This is what we have done as the QLTC. The next slide, please. The next slide, please. This is also the interventions that we have done, issues of psychosocial services. We have taken care of that together with the NECT. We have made sure that those communities that are under stress, they get the services in terms of the psychosocial services. We managed to do that. We have ensured that schools establish school day support structures so that they can also support the issues around psychosocial services. Next slide, please. We have also worked on the issues around furniture in school, identified where there's a need for furniture. We have also worked on identifying where there's a lack of LTSMs. We have also worked closer with municipalities in some areas where schools had challenges. Some municipalities came on board and intervened. Those are some of the municipalities that we have worked with. Can you go to the next slide, please? We also developed an action plan that we really want to manage it quite strongly. The action plan that ensures that the objectives of the QLTCs are achieved. And then part of that action plan is that we want to monitor schools and circuits to ensure also compliance. We want to deal with issues of vandalism. We want also to deal with issues of infrastructure. We want to deal with issues of NSNP, though it is doing very well. We want to strengthen the issue around the adopt a cop, which will deal with issues around bullying, which will deal with issues around vandalism and criminality at the level of schooling, the drug abuse. This is what we want to focus on in our plan. Next slide, please. We have engaged with the entities and communities and stakeholders. We are promoting people-driven and people-centered communities. We want to create this activism on education in our communities. We want to improve partnership with sister departments and businesses and NGOs and foundations. This is the things that we basically want to do, and we want to work closer with the SGPs because the misconception that the SGPs and the QLTC don't work together. We want to demystify that because the QLTC is part of the SGPs, and then they need to work in harmony. This is also what we are bringing. There is no competition, and there shouldn't be any competition between the QLTC and the SGP, because the QLTC must be accountable to the SGPs in schools. Can you go on, please? During the QLTC program to support the return to schools, yes, we have done that. The QLTC in provinces and also in district, they partnered and they worked with various directorates or units in the provinces. Back to school campaign, we are still getting feedback from provinces in terms of the numbers. But I can indicate that the numbers in terms of the return back to school is gradually being reduced. The campaign is getting momentum, and the number of schools learners are getting back to school. We are going to be engaging in our meeting on tomorrow until the 4th as to the causes. Strategy that we need to put in place to ensure that every learner comes back to school. Can you go on, please? And this is what we have spoken about, that the district and provinces work together with various territories to mobilize communities for the return of all learners to school. That's a campaign that we are still doing. Next slide, please. The QLTC programs to campaign to the return is still the same. Here we just bringing the strategy. What strategy we're using? The radio, social media, word of mouth. These are the strategies that we basically utilize when we 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 embarked on the campaign. Each and every province came up with a different strategy that works for the province to embark on a back to school a campaign. Next slide, please. We have a future plans, members of the portfolio committee. These are the future plans that we'll be discussing with the coordinators tomorrow. One of the plans is how do we mobilize society to support the QLTC. We are also going to convene provincial PLTC workshops. We are also going to ensure that we resuscitate and support the provincial steering committees. We are also going to monitor the school readiness. We are going to put programs in place. We are going to intensify the non-negotiables. We're going to monitor the adherence of COVID-19. We're going to convene meetings with PLTC district stakeholders, teacher unions, municipalities, SAPS, councillors, traditional leaders, FBOs, NGOs, and all the district. And we are also planning a minister stakeholder roundtable discussion where we are going to give account together with the stakeholders in terms of what are the strengths of the QLTC, what are the challenges, and what are the interventions that we want to put on board. And we want to do that around the table with all the stakeholders. And then we also want to convene national, provincial, and district coordinators as well. That is the plan that we'll be discussing with the provinces and districts as we meet from tomorrow until the 4th. Next slide, please. What were our findings during the phase one monitoring? Go on. These are our findings. I need to indicate members of the portfolio committee that these are our findings. Some of the findings are caused by vandalism. Some of the findings are caused by natural disasters like storm. And then some of the findings, our findings is that there are criminal activities that are taking place at the level of schooling. The next slide, please. These are the cause of vandalism in our schools, and that is why we are continuing to mobilize communities to take care of the schools. Next slide, please. These are the conditions of schools, surroundings that we found when we went out to monitor. Next slide, please. Well, when we do follow-ups, we do not only go and monitor, we make follow-up. We've got a program for follow-ups in most of the schools that we have visited, and then there are issues that we are not content with, we do make follow-ups. What are the follow-ups immediately after we've monitored? Can you go to the next slide, please? What are the findings? These are the findings, members of portfolio committees. Once we make a follow-up, so we find that the change is completely. Now, some of the schools that we visited, the ablution facilities were not good. But when we made a follow-up, we find that there are processes now that have been started to improve the condition. And these are the slides also that we want to show the changes that are there with the intervention, of course, of the QLTC. These are the conditions that are improving with the intervention of the QLTC. Next slide, please. These are the current developments after we have made our visit. Next slide, please. These are not all the pictures, but these are the pictures that we wanted to bring to your attention. And then in conclusion, we are saying the COVID-19 pandemic has provided an opportunity to think beyond. We cannot expect to do things the same way and expect different results. That is why we've brought in the fear of change and change management. And we are saying, it takes a village to raise a child. And we are also committing ourselves to go an extra mile because we believe there is no one there but the QLTC. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ntate Tlhakola. Oh, I thought DM we were going to take over again, but then it's fine. Can I note, I see the end of the Ntate Morwa Tsetla. You can go. It's Ntate Morwa Tsetla, it's Dr. Thembekwayo and Honorable Tsie and Mema Shabela, in that order. ANC EFF battle.
Kanjani, chef. Whatever it battles. Good morning, colleagues and fellow members and on the this all important platform of our portfolio committee. Chairperson, we want to say thank you for this day. At the same time, let's welcome and appreciate the presentations and the two preambles made by the DM and the DG, and of course with the main presentation as done by Ntate Tlhakola. We want to say thank you very much for that. Chairperson, it's unquestionable that the provision of quality public education is the response. So, of course, the department, given the wisdom behind her, she will go all out to make it a point that all the loose ends are tightened so that this provision should be a successful mission. Another point that I don't want to call it private education, but for lack of better way, I may call it so. Education in the private sector is very expensive. And the fact remains to a point where it is unaffordable. Many people, not all of us, can afford to take their kids to the private institution for education. Health education has been declared the apex priority by our government. The DM has touched, and actually in her opening remarks motivated on that. DM, it is equally true that education has been declared, or it is a societal responsibility. DG, it is equally true that QLTC was never a direct line function of the Department of Basic Education. Though, where we are, for us to provide a meaningful and successful quality public education, it is eminent that we cannot, and to become apparent that we cannot do without this campaign which the department has brought into the fore. And it is going to be very important that for us to know and understand that when you know that I am also responsible, it is part of my responsibility to provide the quality public education to
your or our children. In other words, there should be no watchman, whether it's a day watchman or a night watchman. We should all be participants in the whole thing. Let me say this before I raise my question or what you call. In 1961 to 1963, one of the youngest presidents who has ever ruled America, United States, he became the 35th president of America, J.F. Kennedy, commonly known as JFK. This young man, or this president, sorry, Jefferson, not a young man, but he was a young president, once stunned the Americans when he raised this assertion that ask not what your country, meaning America, should do for you. Rather, instead, ask yourself, what should is it that I must do for my country? And that served as one of the greatest challenges that challenged all the Americans to start echoing and re-echoing based on this very quote of President JFK. And it is against this background that I also want to challenge the South Africans and members of this portfolio committee that if indeed education is a societal responsibility, let's ask ourselves what is it that we have to do in order to build up on whatever form of platform the Department of Basic Education is bringing forward. Quality learning and teaching campaign as one of them. You see, Mudula Shudu, Erika Toma Wipuchisha Ore, Mara, as different political groupings, Kini Nko Erika Idira, or retruse the successful provisioning of quality public education. We will move forward rather than move in circles. Problem ye kuri ere beliona, ye kifela kibona even in this portfolio committee and elsewhere. Giyakure, we have turned ourselves into armchair critics such that mafelelum, we do not even see the good part that the department and initiatives that the Department of Basic Education is bringing forward. So it's going to be my plea, sitting here, Mudula Shudu, to plead with everybody, Urene, let's take this as a responsibility and build on whatever the Department of Basic Education might have initiated, like they have done with regard to the quality learning and teaching campaign. And the Riyale Bukhandate, Kafuna, you are saying, quality learning and teaching campaign is a support, is giving support to the existing structures as put together by the department or the DBE. And it is therefore going to be my contribution, Chairperson, against this background that I've given, without turning it into the Sermon on the Mount, that we have got to go down and mobilize our municipalities, and mobilize our communities, mobilize the parents, mobilize the SGBs and the learners themselves, that it is their joint responsibility to instill the two concepts which is working our schools, the discipline and the security. We must instill within our people a sense of self-love. There is no person, Mudula Shudu, Yag Tatang, who will go all out from this a particular community. I have vandalized as Golo, say as Ratang, say as Anjuri, as your responsibility, as a protest. It's a societal responsibility. Until we achieve this, Yaguri, Bazwadi Barina, communities Jarina, the Mazpala Jarina, their institutions as they love themselves, then you must just know we are going nowhere. So going in the form to the point of a question, DM, Minister, and DG, before we are going to sign up from this very important portfolio committee meeting, can you expose to the portfolio committee what do you think, in your view, Ntate Tlakula, are the main challenges the provinces to make it a point that the aims and goals of this campaign are becoming realizable? Because if we address those challenges, for sure, we will be able to score the goal. Which goal am I talking about? The goal of the provision of quality public education to the children of South Africa. Thank you very much, Bulula Studio.
It's my turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
Thank you, Chairperson. And thank you, QLTC, for the presentation. I've got a few questions to ask. And the first one is, before COVID, even during the COVID, including now, safety in schools has been a problem and it's increasing on a daily basis. And sometimes it leads to the loss of lives of both educators and learners. My question is, with your initiative of Adopt a COP initiative, will you be able to apply Adopt a COP to all the schools in South Africa? The second one is also in connection with the infrastructure. It's a problem that has been going on or experienced by our department. And how far will you be able to can commit on the improvement of the infrastructure in schools? As it is right now, the schools, there's a lot of overcrowding as a problem that is happening in various schools. How do you plan to help in this regard? Can you give a total number of schools adopted thus far and the spread in various provinces? The last one, regarding your June-July province monitoring, how do you select those very few number of schools that you monitored, and why are there no schools monitored in the Western Cape? Thank you, Jane.
Honorable Lucia.
Thank you very much, Chair. Am I still audible?
Yes, you're fine.
Thank you very much, Chair. Again, good morning to everybody. Good morning to the minister who has joined now. Let me take this opportunity, Chair, to welcome the presentation from the QLTC branch in the department. Thank the political leadership of the department for seeing it fit to introduce this sub a directorate or a directorate in the department. I think it shows that the department realized or is alive to the realities that there are gaps in our system. And I'm going to elaborate further on that. And I think this is one of a directorate that seeks to address such gaps. QLTC, Chair, in my view, is an initiative that seeks to address the core business of the department, which is quality learning and teaching in our schools. And according to the department itself and their presentation, they are indicating that the QLTC aims to mobilize the entire nation, including ourselves as members of Parliament, with our constituencies, to support the quality of education. They've indicated that in order for this to be achieved, we need to coordinate ourselves as structures and they've indicated the SGBs, SMTs, parents, communities, including ourselves as community leaders. And I think this is an important part for me because there are instances where a government builds a school, a government hands over a school, but there is no, or community that does not take responsibility for that particular school. You'll find out in an area, a new school that has been handed over after a year or so has been vandalized, ICT equipment stolen, windows vandalized, fencing stolen, because communities, SGBs, ourselves as members of parliament, we have not really taken the responsibility that we should have. And I think that is why QLTC is extremely important in this regard. And I would like to personally thank the department for coming up with this particular initiative. I think one point that Honorable Tembekwa raises, which is a concern to me, is why is there really no monitoring of QLTC in the Western Cape? Having noted what is the purpose of QLTC, and I do not want to enter into politics, but it's quite concerning that Western Cape has decided not to implement QLTC in the province, which is a serious concern to me, because QLTC, because of what I said earlier on quality learning and teaching and the gaps in terms of our systems of what Honorable Morosetla said, that we've got two systems, two education systems in South Africa, the private and public ones. And private don't really necessarily need a QLTC because, they are fine. The infrastructure is fine. The teacher-learner ratio is quite good and all of that. So it might be that in the Western Cape, they do not want to implement this because they believe that education, their core business of education in that province is to serve those who can afford this expensive education Honorable Morosetla spoke about. And I think it's something that the department must ponder on and find ways of introducing this thing at district levels, especially those districts that would want to implement this thing, those districts that needs this particular intervention in their schools. And I'm talking about schools and townships and rural areas. So I think it's extremely important to note this worrying part of church is not being implemented in the Western Cape. Now, on my questions, how are schools made to collaborate with local police stations, CPF, when it comes to school safety? Do you have a standard mechanism that is put in place for schools to follow so that they are able to, communities are able to collaborate with SGBs, the schools itself and the local police stations with CPF. And then do you have also the mechanism that you've put in place for individual schools to have security systems in their own schools? And if so, I know that in some schools, the department pays, depending on the number of learners and stuff like that, the department appoints a security personnel there. And then now my question on that part, those ones who are appointed, the security personnel appointed directly by the department and not necessarily by the SGB, who conducts vetting on such security personnel? Because some of these incidents in our schools, you know, they happen, and when security is asked, where were you? They'll tell you, no, I was doing the round on the other side. But you start suspecting the credibility of our security personnel in our schools. So who conducts vetting, especially for those who are employed by the department themselves? And maybe they can just also inform us, how is the percentage allocation for schools on safety, school safety on budget? How do you, that ratio, how does it work? Is it 900 learners, one security, 1,000 learners, two security, whatever? Maybe just give us a percentage, even the amount of money you allocate to that security end. And then maybe lastly, Chair, because we are very active in supporting our schools in our using our parliamentary constituency offices. We are aware of some of these things that are happening in our schools. So I want to ask the department, are all schools, the ones that have, in provinces that have implemented the QLTC, are all schools aware about the existence of this QLTC? And how do you, as the department, receive reports from your circuits, your district, and your provinces on this awareness campaign of QLTC that you are running? But I think, lastly, Chair, a comment will be, I want to thank the department for finding it fit to bring such a thing, such an innovation. I think it will assist our schools, against vandalism. It will assist our schools with the core business, which is quality learning and teaching. And I know that 2 weeks or so, last week, the department would have, or the minister would have indicated that when we want to, I think the issue of infrastructure, they would really appreciate if we can put it aside so that they come and speak specifically on infrastructure. And I want to welcome that and lobby you further, Chair, on that part, that it's something that we must do as a matter of urgency. Having noted some videos that have circulated on social media, we don't know whether they are recent, they are today's videos, they are videos from 5 years, where a teacher, the one I'm referring to now, is where the teacher filmed a very overcrowded class of almost 60, where learners were sitting as if they're in a taxi 4x4, in one desk, very difficult for them to provide quality teaching, and very difficult for those learners to receive quality learning in such circumstances in those classrooms. So, I think we must have a discussion as soon as possible on infrastructure. So the department must look into, where there are difficulties. They must come and give us a presentation where there are difficulties in such schools of overcrowding. What is it that the department has been doing? How far are they in addressing those issues? I know when we're doing oversight, we did come across some schools with overcrowding problems, and they had indicated together with the provinces that they were waiting for some service providers to deliver mobile classrooms or temporary classrooms. So maybe the department must then give us on infrastructure those kind of problems. And overcrowding on post-provisioning Is there a way of, if for an example, I know post-provisioning is, you know, is done based on the previous year, academic year's enrollment, but in an instance where out of the blue a school in a township somewhere has ballooned by over 300 more learners who have came because of real relocation and all of that, is there a plan that the department has that in such instances the post provisioning might be, you know, you know, they can just find ways of increasing for that particular academic year. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate the opportunity you have given. Thanks very much to the department and the political leadership of the department and ministry for introducing such a groundbreaking innovation that I believe will change the quality of learning and teaching in our schools. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Masabela.
Thank you very much, Paul. Good morning to members, and good morning to the minister. Chair, since the launch and establishment of the Quality Learning and Teaching Campaign in 2008, it's been about approximately 14 years. What sustainably and materially changed in the delivery of quality learning and teaching in rural and public schools? I'm asking this because on slide 16 of the presentation, we're giving in very activity
Recording in progress.
In place, whether it is functional, and you know, you'd even see where there's QLTC and it's functional, you'd see how smooth, you know, the school is running, how, you know, everything is just falling into place because of all the systems that are there. But where there's none, you'd also see the challenges that is faced by the school. You know, even on, you know, the participation of our communities, the participation of, you know, parents and other stakeholders surrounding our schools, if they are not there, if they are not in place, if they don't have any interest on the running of the school, that's where you'd find so many challenges. That's where you find schools that have been vandalized, where there is a lot of crime or violent crime happening in schools. But where there are structures such as QLTC that is supposed to be, you know, involving other, you know, stakeholders such as parents, such as community members, such as business people around the school, such as, you know, other sister departments, social development, health, and police, for, you know, or social cluster, or security cluster component, you'd find those challenges. But we know where they are, those structures. We have experienced it ourselves as the portfolio committee, as we're doing our oversight, that we really need to have such initiatives and committees in place. Where the SGB is dysfunctional, you'd find that there are challenges. Parents are not attending a school or parents meetings. They are not interested in their you know, education of their learners. You'd find teenage pregnancies. You'd find all those challenges. But where there is no, you know, such challenges that will be faced. I strongly believe, Chair, as the portfolio committee, we must recommend that the structures supposed to be functional and are supposed to be working in all schools, in all the districts. They must be functional, because we are faced with these challenges because there is that vacuum. There's no one who's, you know, trying to organize, you know, all the stakeholders to make sure that other challenges that are faced by the society, other challenges that are faced by schools themselves, are resolved. Because those challenges, I believe, they are brought there by people, by us, by communities, by, you know, so it is us, you know, people who must resolve those challenges. So if we are not going to be organized in such manner that nationally we see Abo Mr. Tlakuda are doing, you know, we are going to face challenges that we are facing at the current, you know, stage. So my contribution is that, Chairperson, let us support QLTC. Let us, you know, recommend that QLTC must be functional in each and every school, and they must be accountable to the work that they are doing. We must be able to, you know, have reports to say, you know, the school or the district has moved from being having lack of safety measures to be the 100% safe schools and districts in all over our country. Chair, let me pause there, but thank you very much for the presentation. It is really supported. Let me pause there, Chair. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Atwans. I think those are the comments from the members, and I think from my side as well, one should say that we do welcome the presentation, and it is informative. It is giving us an idea of how are these campaigns handled in our provinces by the coordinators of the QLTC. But from my side, I just want to share that, you know, we went to provinces for oversight, And part of our oversight questionnaire, this thing of the QLTC will always be there. And one must say that that in many provinces there is a challenge of functionality of the QLTC. The last province we were in was the Northern Cape, and we did in one of the schools or rather in Francis Barr schools when we were doing oversight, particularly the last day, we were joined by QLTC convener and some coordinators that were there with us. And fortunately or unfortunately, the school we were in, it was a school that is having serious challenges of vandalism and of drugs, because if members would recall, there was a hostel next to the school, and actually the school looks like everybody has accepted that we get children here, and because of there are people here next door, they would go during breaks and take drugs there. So it is accepted that children at some point do get high. Unfortunately, they were there, they were there to listen to what is happening in our schools, which needs them as the QLTC coordinators. So what I'm trying to raise here is that the vision behind the QLTC is a very good vision. But then I think the functionality of our soldiers on our ground is a concern. Not in all provinces, one must say, but where there is no functionality at all, I think we need to try to motivate our coordinators to be always there, because QLTC should also be able to work with the SGBs in schools, but also with the civil society organizations, because the reality, this thing of education remains a societal issue. It's not any individual's issue. It remains a societal issue, and everybody must be able to assist. But you can't have coordinators of QLTC by name. They are there and they've got this title, but when there is a crisis like the school that I've just made an example of, they know that there is this challenge, but they are not able to put their hands on deck and try to find solutions to the problem. Like coordinators, in my view, were supposed to be standing in front of the gate every morning, and they were supposed to know where are these children getting drugs from, and they stand there during the breaks and they try to stop them from getting the drugs into the schools. But one of the other things that you've raised in the presentation is that they do follow up, and they do follow up if there are challenges in schools, and then you would have findings. So my question is, when you have these findings, what do you do with them? You have these findings, and what happens? Where do you recommend for solutions? And in many instances, do you find the department being helping or helpful in finding solutions that could assist in the challenges that you are facing as the QLTC? So I think that is what I would want to raise from my side. And welcome, Minister. I think I should give to you probably to say some few words. And then you can give the other people to respond. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Chair. And my sincere apologies again, Chair. I had another meeting in between, so I'm very sorry that I joined later. So indeed, Chair, I'll just answer a few things, because the QLTC is one of, I think, a very important campaign, not program, a campaign in the program, in the department to help us to really get this social compact in place. You know, when the president spoke, says in SONA, he said we need to get a social compact in place because otherwise, and you can see from the QLTC, otherwise there is no way the sector on its own can deal with some of the problems that tend to disturb the work that we do. I'll just give an example, Chair. I went to the VAL, and when I got there, the principal reported that the perimeter fence was removed, the NSP pots were taken, and all sorts of things. And the committee itself went out door to door, because somebody would have seen a gate, somebody would have seen where the fence is. And indeed, when the SGB, the chairperson of the SGB mobilized even beyond the school community, they were able to retrieve all those things, and a police case was opened. And that's what you need, because weekends when these things happen, it's in the communities, and that's where you need that advocacy, that support, that partnership with communities. With the QLTC, which is what came from the question to say, what has it delivered? It's not a delivery from it's an advocacy program which is meant to really get everybody on board to assist. So it's not really like a delivery forum to say, what have you done? So for them is to monitor and report and follow up if those things have been done, but not to themselves implement, so that it forms a parallel structure to the delivery models. The other one I wanted to quickly respond to, which I heard also from a member of the EFF about, you know, if we have been able to get every school attached to an example of here, where I live here in Midrand Church. What they have done, because there are only two police stations servicing a big area. So, and there are more than 50 schools. And I'm not sure if they would really be able to assign a cop or if it's necessary. So what they've done with that police station, they have a team of 5 people who are multi-skilled, who are working with their schools. But there's a contact person who say, if there's an issue, you phone this police, then you will, if it's a question of gangsters, then they know who has to deal with it. If it's a question of robberies, breaking in of schools, they know who to deal with. But they work as teams to service the entire area. So it's not one police per school, but it is a team of police that are attached to different schools. And their model works well because the districts of education don't match the police districts. You find that the Tembisa police station will be able to work easier with the Midrand one, will be able to work with Tembisa, and which means they can even work across. If they're gangsters, the gangsters won't be confined to one place, but they'll be perhaps in the entire zone. So the way they've structured themselves, I think it's much more helpful than really getting an individual police attached to the police station, because you need multi-skilled, you need all the different skills. The other one I want to respond to, without taking too much of your time, comrade, it's again this question of social compact. So that even members of different parties, if they can help with this thing of social compact that the president has called upon. You know, last week an MPL from Eastern Cape sent me pictures of broken doors, broken windows, and broken toilets, and said, look at what you are getting, asking our children, conditions they're asking our children to study under. And I asked him to say, really, do you expect me to send a team from National to come and fix windows in Port Elizabeth? Where are the parents? If the parents are not working, which means they have time. And we give money. The school fund has the school fund been exhausted? No. And after said that, I think he was cheeky, called a public meeting to say, I called the minister. The minister says, she can't send a team from National to come and fix your windows down there. And I'm told one parent agreed, said, but she's right. And they spruced up the school. They've cleaned up. And that's what we're asking to say. Yes, indeed, we have a responsibility as the Department of Education, but we are partners also in the raising of children. So let's join hands and get this campaign to work so that we can protect our children's lives. But we can also send a message as leaders to say we care about our children. Lastly, Chair, I mean, I don't care so much or support so much, not support so much when committees take initiatives that may undermine the rule of law. But what these kids, for instance, are doing here in Gauteng of raiding all the drug hubs is very helpful. I don't like them going to school searching kids without any authorization, but they've been able to really, in some areas, root out drug lords. Because if there's a hostel close to a school, they're selling drugs, which means it's a community that is selling drugs to schools. And what is the committee doing to help us clean up the area, not only for the children, but for everybody else? And that's where the QLTC is going to help to say, it's our responsibility, all of us. If there's anyone dealing, selling drugs, we all have the responsibility to deal with those drugs. And we have seen it work in other areas. But as the chair said, sometimes it's not working because there's just no initiative, either from the QLTC team, but from the community itself, if there is a weakness in one part of the, one side of the member. So I just wanted to say that, Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity, because I think this forum with different political parties, that's one forum that we need on an ongoing basis to have QLTC, so to all mobilize our constituencies to say education is a societal issue, and one has to ensure there's nothing that should separate us politically when it comes to the questions of safety of our children and doing our bit wherever we are, lighting the candle in every corner, just to make sure that things go well. Thank you very much, Chair. And again, my apologies for joining a bit late. I'm very sorry about that, Chair. Thank you, Chair Ngoni.
They can respond after you. Anyone that must respond, the minister.
I'm about to answer.
Makuphi DM DG tetani kaloku tetani vele tetani
sikhona sikhona DM sikhona yeah
minister has covered the overview, so we'll want through your chair the officials to cover the specifics. Can we allow UTG and Mr. Chagula to come in and cover the specific questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Minister, and Honorable Deputy Minister, and Honorable Members. Chair, I'm also just going to maybe touch a few, just to indicate that the founding fathers of our democracy, in the Reconstruction and Development Plan, talked about a people-centered, people-driven education. And our understanding is that the QLTC carries those aspirations of our founding fathers, of our democracy. As indicated, it mobilizes the entire civil society. The real danger is to idealize a QLTC, in other words, appropriate it to certain ideological perspectives when it's got to transcend them. It's got to mobilize the entire civil society. And some parts of the country that don't tend to benefit out of the establishment of the QLTC have tended to do that. And I'm sorry to indicate that the Western Cape is one of them. And we are working with the minister and deputy minister to say this is a political structure which must be out there to galvanize, communities to rally behind the provision of quality education and be at the forefront of getting all children of school going age to be at school. And Honorable Mashabela, if you look at the reports that we get every year from SSA, you'll see the impact of QLTC in terms of getting school going age learners going to school. There are some spin-offs in terms of communities that have risen up to protect schools. Communities that are now supporting school management teams, that are supporting teachers, even against criminal elements. And I also want to say, Honorable Tembekwayo, we must also remember that some of the ills of society spill over on schools, because schools are social institutions and they are microcosm of civil society. It is unfortunate that our efforts in schools, unless they are supported by broader civil society and communities, the impact of those will be very little, or they will amount to nothing, because schools are social institutions. They are located in the center of all of this in our civil society and our communities. And my humble submission and appeal is that we must look beyond basic education. We must look beyond a structure called the QLTC. When we're looking for impact, even progress, it's got to transcend just the structure. It's got to transcend even a department of education. It takes the whole village. When the minister says, "Mwanake sejo wa thakanelwa," it takes the whole village to raise a child. And I assume what is meant with that is that the has got to rally behind the provision of quality education. And that's the first point, maybe that I want to make. But also, I can give you these numbers. For instance, learners who are attending school, the enrollment have risen from 12 million. In 2020, we had 13.1 million, and the number further increased to 13.4 million in 2021. That's the impact and the role of QLTC. When we talk about reopening schools and back to school campaign, the QLTC is at the forefront of that. So indeed, Honorable Muratseta, I agree with you. The minister talks about the social impact, which has taken center stage of now late in the work that we do and in the work that is done even in broader civil society. And the real issue is that there's very little impact that we can make and very little that we can do to bring about change, leaving broader society behind. So I agree, Honorable Muratseta, that there is a need to mobilize broader civil society, to mobilize municipalities, to mobilize business, to mobilize even political parties from an apolitical point of view to drive the notion of providing education and work within structures of the QLTC. Safety in schools. Yes, Honorable Tembekwayo, I've just indicated that criminality and issues of safety manifest in broader civil society. We just see the spillover of that in our, we've made numerous efforts. We've presented reports to the portfolio committee to indicate efforts that we have made to work with broader civil society, but the challenge is bigger than basic education. Improvement of infrastructure, the minister addressed this. The role of the QLTC is to say, oh, the school facilities are deteriorating. In this area, infrastructure, you need to move quickly. Bring in your maintenance, renovation and refurbishment programs to deal with those. But it is not the role of the QLTC to really fix deteriorating infrastructure or to bring about refurbishment and renovation. It's to bring that awareness in working with communities that feel the impact of this. A few schools monitored in the Western Cape, I think I've indicated, is purely from the efforts of national foot soldiers. As I've said, the Western Cape has taken a particular posture in this regard. Honorable Lisie, yes, indeed, there might be gaps, but the establishment and the work of the QLTC indeed is work in progress. I fully agree with you. Our communities can take much, much more responsibility than they do. The example that the minister has given is a case in point. And there are members of the communities who are willing and ready to take this responsibility. And why is there no monitoring of QLTC? Of course, in the Western Cape, I've indicated, I've spoken to that. Schools with, and also just to add to what the minister said about adopt a COP, every school governing body is expected to establish a school safety committee in the same way that they would establish a finance committee or even a, you know, health and safety committee. And by the way, the example that the minister gave also applied to clinics or health facilities. When you say that schools are linked to a health facility, it doesn't mean one school per health facility. It means a health facility might be assigned to schools. The same applies to a corp, the same applies to a police station. Adopt a COP, how many schools have got school safety committee. We can get it from Dr. Whittle, the social cohesion branch, which is the relevant line function, but not the QLTC, unfortunately. But we can get you that information. Honorable Mashabela, I've attempted to give you an example. Well, part of the reason why we are on the road, the minister is on the road, the DM is on the road, it's because of the work of the QLTC. We are now, I'm on my way to sort out sanitation challenges. The minister and DM are also out to sort out other things. These things are brought to light by the QLTC, and the QLTC will say to us, this is our report, this is what obtains in this area. It requires you, political authorities, plus others, to address them. I mean, the same would apply to shortage of textbooks. Honorable Lithia gave an example of some of the social media cases that are splashed, although many of them, Honorable Lithia, with the greatest respect, are staged. I've seen one where the teacher was demonstrating the danger of allowing all learners to go to daily routine of attendance, showing learners who are sitting on desks that are completely dilapidated and so on. I mean, a genuine teacher could have brought that to the attention of the authorities, but such a teacher was saying, you are exposing me to danger, look how many these learners are. Actually, what I got out of that was that, even though it would have been a genuine case, the argument of the teacher is that we should not go back to daily routine, we are exposing them to danger. Honorable Aduns, yes, indeed, there's a lot that needs to be done. It's work in progress, as I've indicated. Indeed, I agree with you that we need to get many of these structures functional. And I'm not sure whether, I think it's Honorable Mashabela, who also said the existence of the QLTC. Is it not a duplication of other structures or structures of civil society? No, it is there to galvanize all of them. behind one force that is about providing quality education. Yes, Honorable Chair, many provinces do have challenges, and indeed, as we considered in the presentation that Mr. Tlakula made, and very passionate, I mean, you can hear him from far, there are areas where the structures don't exist. There are areas where the structure is not fully functional, and it's in our interest as a country and as a nation to get this structure fully functional so that it can serve the purpose that it was intended. Indeed, it has to work with school governing bodies. It's got to work with teacher unions. It's got to work with broader civil society so that the vision of a people-driven, a people-centered education is realized. Thank you very much, Honorable Deputy Minister, Minister, Honorable Chair, and Honorable Members. Mr. Tlakula, I'm sure you could also cover some of the questions and comments which I couldn't cover. Thank you for the privilege.
Hi, uicha yonko sendeleni phela. Yo hi, did you? Hi. Ntate Tlakula?
Asheme. DG no minister bangidlele konke.
Hi, that's what I'm saying. Phela ayigcibile.
Yeah, no bangidlele konke. But let me really appreciate also the kind of questions, because they are an eye-opener. Sometimes there's a blind spot that you do not see. And this kind of engagement really shows you the blind spot. I wish to indicate that, especially in the question that why the QLTCs in other places are not functional, is that the concept is owned differently by different communities. Now we also need to have some kind of commonalities in terms of the approach. The workshop tomorrow and up to Thursday looks into those minor things that might render the QLTC non-functional. We are saying in Africans the details is in the devil. Now we want to deal with those details so that we sharpen the spear of the QLTC. I also wanted to indicate that the issue of criminality and vandalism is a worrying factor. We went to JTG to monitor. By and large, most of the schools in JTG have been criminalized. The ceiling, the criminals, they just get through inside the ceiling and whatever. The position that those schools took is that now they are establishing cluster QLTC, not only school-based, but cluster QLTC, because they want to deal with the issue of criminalities in our communities. But the other issue that we are also planning is to strengthen the RCL at the level of schooling on the areas of really patriotism in their country. The workshop that the training that we are going to be having together with the EMGD, Mr. James Ndlebe, and then the Ngangeze Foundation, is to train our learners and the leadership of the school, the RCL, together with the SGP in terms of leadership development. And part of that leadership development, we are also infusing issues of values within our society. And our belief is that we are going to go somewhere, because the issues of the challenges that migrate themselves from society to schools cannot be dealt with mechanically. They need an organic approach. And this is the organic approach that we want as the QLTC. The theory of change and the change management, this is what we want really to emphasize. And by and large, most of the challenges that we are confronted with, we believe that there is no challenge that is insurmountable. We'll be able to deal with those challenges. But we can only deal with those challenges if we move as a collective. I normally make an example that during the past era, the Model C schools Most of the learners who are in those schools, their parents were captains of industries. And because they were captain industries, they will come back and plow back into those schools. Now, we need to do the same thing in terms of the allies within our society that we need to begin to own up. And I need to indicate that I'm getting through the municipalities, I'm getting through the mayors, I'm going to the parliamentarians. I would want to see which schools are they owning. I want to see councillors. They need to say, these are the schools that we are owning. In terms of the adopted school, that model we are coming up with, and that's part of the model that we are going to be discussing. I want to see managers in education saying, I own these schools, and we become accountable in those schools. And then we identify the programs that we are going to be coming up with. If we want to change the landscape of education in the country, we must be together, and we must be coming together for one purpose, to change the landscape of education and improve the life of our communities. I want to conclude it at that level. Most of the issues here, we will also be looking at them tomorrow at our meetings, and then we'll also formulate a strategy to respond to some of these issues here. Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much to the whole DBE. The ministry and the administration, thank you very much for the proper responses that you have given to this presentation. I think all of us, we agree that it is about activism, you know, it is about activism, this QLTC, but also ourselves as MPs as well. Probably one of the things we need to do in our constituency offices, if we have not started doing it, is to rope them in and work with them, these coordinators, because we should be the ones actually that are leading by examples as well in our constituencies, understanding their role. We need to make them mobilizers. Also, I've said it in on a lighter note, when I've started, that it's a battle of EFF and the ANC, seeing the hands that were raised. But the reality is that it's work on the ground, and those who are active and who understand working with the ground, how does it feel? You'd see that the main interest was from those particular comrades
out of order, Chair.
I'm just saying it as it is.
Out of order.
You take it or you not. But I'm just saying that those that understand activism in true nature were the one really that.
You thought I'm not here. I'm here.
Thank you very much. I see you. I hear. And thank you very much for that. Be that as it may, then, really, I'm not.
Chair, because. Can you just close, Chair?
I'm closing. I am. That's what I'm doing. You want to be naughty alone when you want, until we can.
No, Chair, man, stop being naughty.
No, thank you very much to the department. Thank you very much for this meeting today. We are meeting again tomorrow. Llewellyn, is it 9 or 9:30?
That meeting is next Tuesday. Are you referring to the one with social development on ECD?
Yes.
It's on Wednesday next week, the 9th.
Oh, it's not tomorrow. Oh, okay.
No, thank you very much.
We'll have it then next week.
It's not tomorrow.
You see now, you're out of order, and you must be allowed because you are from the EFF.
Welcome back.
let us release the department. Can we release the department so that we can adopt the minute? Goodbye, Minister.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Minister.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Minister. Bye.